We're doing Chafetz Chaim. We're on the ninth chapter, Klal Tet, the third halakha, page Kufayin Bet. The halakha we're about to learn is written openly in the Gemara. Yesh lo la'adam li'zaher, person should take care, mi'leshabech et chavero b'shevach haba lidei hefsed, from praise that can cause the person harm. כעניין האורח שיצא ברחוב העיר ויפרסם לכל את אשר גמלו בעל הבית טובה באכילה ושתייה וטרח לפניו הרבה. And a guest says good things. He goes out into the public square and he says, I just ate by John Doe. Boy, he gave me steak. He gave me wonderful drinks. And he serves his guests so well. What's the next thing that's going to happen? 50 people are going to bang down the door of John Doe. So a student from Machon Meir once with good intentions read a post online that someone needed help with something. And he wrote, oh, Rabbi Frankenthal loves helping people. Here's his name and number and email address. That's not right. That's Lashon Hara. You'll say he didn't say something bad about me. That doesn't matter. You're not allowed to publicize someone. If someone does a favor for you, someone does something good for you, when you publicize, you're doing them harm. So you'll say, doesn't everyone want to do good deeds? Yes, but everyone also has a capacity of what they do, and people don't want their name publicized. People do not want having other people bang down their doors. If a person took you in as a guest, it's not right that you should go around and tell all the other Machon guys, hey, so-and-so loves having guests. Just crash by them. No, saying that's not right. If you think that so-and-so is a good place for your friend, so ask so-and-so. If there's someone who you know is a good host and they like having guys from the Machon over, so ask them. And we have a rule also, an orech machnis orech. A guest doesn't bring in another guest. If someone invited me for a meal, I don't have a right to tell someone else, why don't you come with me? They love having guests. They're very nice. Okay? It's still not right. Yes?
Last week when we talked about that you shouldn't praise someone so much that it might cause a, you know, it would also do harm. And now we're coming to the same side, but it seems like the example that someone invited you over, telling the truth would be very tricky. Because on one side, if you say something too good, you know, everybody would want to come. If you say something bad, nobody would want to come.
So let's take.
But realistically, there's still a realistic truth of what happened at the meal.
Right.
So.
But you could say things that aren't committal.
You're allowed to twist the truth, you know?
I didn't say twist the truth.
So
you don't have to run that route so fast. It's the easy way to go. But there are other ways to go which are better. If it's necessary, and usually it's not. Usually you can get away with saying it. It was very nice. Someone asked you, how was it by Rabbi so-and-so? It was very nice. Now, does very nice mean they served you 3 steaks and 5 different drinks and 4 desserts? Or does very nice mean there was challah and hummus and a little bit of side dishes? No one knows. You don't have to go into all the details.
A lot of people... they would like to hear details.
That doesn't mean they should.
That would mean that would be Lashon Hara.
It could be, yeah. It could be Lashon Hara. Yeah. This is an example in the Gemara. Nura Bei Planya. The Gemara says if you walk around and you say the fire is always burning by so-and-so, you can always get a hot meal there. It's not right. It's not right. I once asked someone I know who runs a soup kitchen. I said, why don't you advertise for donations? And he said to me, whenever I advertise, I only get more clients. I don't get donations. I get more requests. I don't get money. So you'd think he's in that line of work. And the answer is, we all have a capacity of what we can do. Meaning if he's feeding 200 people and another 100 people show up, he's got a problem. So he might feel responsible to help them. I know people who stipulate a condition. When they help someone, it's on condition you don't tell anyone. Because they don't want their name to go out. When I had time to deal with shidduchim, any time a shidduch came out and the person would call me up to thank me, I'd say, the best way to thank me is don't tell anyone I did it. I don't have time. I can't handle phone calls. The morning after we got married, at 6 o'clock in the morning, someone called because they wanted a shidduch. newly married, morning after the wedding. So they didn't know that, okay, to their credit. But there's a limit to how much a person can do. And this is called Lashon Hara. You said something positive. And that's called Lashon Hara. Now, if it's a business, if a person has a catering business and you say they serve great food, the most amazing meal I ever had, so that's great. You're giving them good business. You're giving them a good name. The guy's a plumber. The guy's an electrician. And you say they gave you the best service. That's great. We have. You guys know that there's a certain pizza place that gives us free pizzas. This past week, they gave us two extra pies. So every so often, they stick in a lot of the nice stuff for us. So when I wrote a letter thanking them that they could post in their store, I was careful how I worded it. I didn't write that they gave us things free, because then other yeshivas that come in would look at that sign and say, you give them, so we'd like you to give us. That's not right. It puts them on the spot. So instead, I just wrote, they give us service above and beyond. Now, does above and beyond mean what we know it means, or what the reader doesn't know what that means? They invest care, and they do beyond the call of duty, and we know that they do it with all their heart. And I wrote a lot of words that illustrated without spelling out how kind they are to us. That's this concept. And the same is true, again, today in the digital age where you post things about people, you could really hurt someone by giving them a good name, by saying good things about them. So this is, again, the Gemara says, when we had a good meal by someone, we're not supposed to go around telling everyone what a great meal we had by so-and-so. Unless, of course, it's a restaurant, a caterer, that's their business, then they want you to give them good business. Because you'll have empty people who will say, gee, I just want a good free meal. And they'll go and they'll finish off his assets. They'll knock on his door. Can I have a bowl of soup? Can I have a meal? It's not nice. Someone in the old city told me that he's met students who show up on purpose Friday night and look around for where they can get a good meal. And he's told them, you know, if you have a problem, we can help you. But if it's systematic, if I see you here every Friday night, so then the more appropriate way is give a call in advance. Let the person prepare and know if they're having two guests or three guests or four guests. Imagine a young couple, they're two people, him and her. So how much food can you prepare for two people? If you bring in two guests, that's double the mouths to feed. So let's assume that people don't mind. They're happy to have guests, and they enjoy it. But there's a difference between when you know to anticipate the guests or not. Yes, you could always add water to the soup. Yes, you could always forgo your portion of chiln. But there's no reason to do that. I mean, there's an appropriate way to work. And the appropriate way is that by Wednesday afternoon, you know where you want to be for Shabbos. I mean, most people do their shop by Wednesday afternoon. They've bought the food for Shabbos. By Thursday, Friday, they're cooking it. So we know every Shabbos we have to eat. So the truth is we don't. I remember when I was a bachelor, it always shocked me. Yom Tov came and I hadn't even thought about it, that I have to have a place to eat on Yom Tov. We don't think that way. So we have to learn to think that way. The more appropriate way is to call people Wednesday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and not Thursday, Friday. You have a big problem, something happened, you call Thursday morning. Fine. But again, the halacha says don't go publicizing him because people will just crash on him because it's a free meal. We're not supposed to crash on people and get a free meal. I always say you guys should go and eat in people's homes. So I'm not contradicting myself. I'm saying do it correctly. And when we go to people's homes, so let's see how we could help. Person should always try to give and not only receive. So if I'm coming there for Shabbos, it's nice if I offer to clear the table after the meal. It's nice if I sweep after the meal. It's nice if I help collect the dishes. It's even nicer if you offer to wash the dishes. They might not take you up on it. But to be a part of the family doesn't mean that after the meal I sit down, crash on their sofa, and ask them if they have some hot tea. Aren't I part of the family? Be a part of the family. Help. Yeah, right? The verse says in Mishlei, in Proverbs, a person who gets up early in the morning and goes out and blesses his friend publicly, it's considered like he cursed him. There are other examples to this. If you know so-and-so just made a lot of money. A person came to me once and asked me to go over the laws of tzedakah. He said he had just made a mint in his company. He had just made a few $1 million, and he wanted to figure out how he's supposed to allocate his tzedakah. So we sat down, and at the end of the meal, at the end of the conversation, it was very tempting to call up different organizations that I knew and tell them, you know, you should try to get a donation from so-and-so. I'm not allowed to do that. Not allowed. That's what we just learned. To go blessing a person publicly is cursing him. If you're going to go and say, let's imagine so-and-so gave you a donation. He donated a sizable amount to your organization, to your shul, to your yeshiva. If you go around publicizing it again, what are you doing to the person? That's the verse in Mishlei. You bless a person publicly, loudly, you're cursing them. You're not blessing them. Another example of this is if someone got a loan from his friend, and he says, Shmerel's such a nice guy. Shmerel's amazing. I was about to hit the limit of my bank account, and Shmerel was there for me. He was so nice. On the spot, he gave me 5,000 shekel. Okay, everyone heard that. The next thing you know, Shmerel gets a lot of knocks on his door. A person's going to have evil people that also come and try to take advantage of him. And he finds himself in situations where he can't escape. A person should be careful how he speaks, that even if you know that technically in this case it's okay to say it, if you end up sounding like you're saying lashon hara, that's also wrong. A person can even say something that's okay, but he causes others to think that he said something wrong. That's also the extension of lashon hara. So that's that's the example that Chafetz Chaim gives us of being careful not to say positive things which are lashon hara. And again, if it's someone's trade, then they're happy if you publicize them. Most people in most trades want the publicity. But if it's something nice and kind that someone did, and by publicizing them, they'll have a deluge of people showing up at their door, so that's called lashon hara. So that's how we learned today.